Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title at the fair.
Karen Nicholas, the general manager.
And we're talking about the Great Frederick Fair, which is going to be coming to my hometown of Frederick, Maryland, September 16th through 24th. So this Friday it starts. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. We can get into some of the specific events in a minute, but start big picture it for me. Like, do you know what year we're in for the fair? Like, this is a tradition that goes back as far as I can remember.
Yeah, this is our 160th fair. So we're pretty excited about that. And our theme this year is Harvest Memories, a Community Growing Together. So it seems appropriate for the celebration.
Well, and why, explain that. Why is that fitting for a community growing together? That's a fitting theme that we're growing together.
Yes. So the fair is truly, we exist to promote agriculture and educate the youth about the industry of agriculture. But our event is 9 days of nothing but community tradition and being together. And it's all about celebrating not only the accomplishments of the ag industry, but all of the other exhibits and entries that are brought here. And then just to reconnect with all of our friends and family that we maybe sometimes don't see until the fair comes around again.
Yeah, it's probably a annual tradition for all the people. All right, well, let's go into some of the music acts. Do you have the lineup in front of you? I got it up in front of me. I can always, you know, tee it up for you if you don't have it in front of you.
I do. The first weekend, we kick off with the Team Reader of Long and Foster Real Estate's concert series, which is Chris Tomlin, one of the top, I would say, Christian composers and artists. And if you go to a contemporary Christian church, you probably sang his songs and might not even know it. Things like How Great Is Our God, Glorious Day, and Indescribable. So those are a few of his.
And then moving on the next day, Clay Walker. Why are you excited to have Clay Walker on Saturday?
Yeah, Clay Walker is amazing. An older country artist, but has a lot of hits that most people, if you listen, will know almost all of his songs, I think. He has the song This Woman and This Man, She Won't Be Lonely Long, The Chain of Love, Hypnotize the Moon, If I Could Make a Living Out of Loving You. So he's got hits on hits.
Oh, we all grew up with Clay Walker. And we interviewed him a couple months ago. He was a great guy. All right, so who do we got Saturday? You know, you did the Christian stuff on Friday. We got the country music on Saturday. And then Sunday, we're going to rock out a little, right?
Sunday, we have Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. So I love rock and roll. And she has a bad reputation.
Nice. You're getting dropping all the song, the puns in there. I like it. Awesome.
Yeah,
That's a pretty big get for Frederick, you know, and remind people people think of Frederick like in the old days, they're like a farm town, but like the fair is a big deal. They get some big names. Like how do you go about getting someone as big as Joan Jett?
We use a booking agency, Variety Attractions, out of Zanesville, Ohio, and they help us. They help us select our entertainment every year. And a lot of things go into it, which is interesting. The general public doesn't really understand how entertainment's booked. We always get like, you should have Luke Combs and you should have, you know, Tim McGraw. And a lot of it has to do with routing. It also has to do with the venue size. We can hold about nearly 5,000 people in our grandstand venue, depending on the layout. But stage height, stage width, the backstage area that we have for the amount of tour buses and stuff that can come in all factor into what's available to us. So we're always excited when we come up with a lineup. And this year we're very proud with how diverse the lineup is with different genres.
Oh, definitely. And Joan Jett that's a huge one. Yeah. I believe she might be local too. I have to find that.
Yeah. Somebody said, yeah, that people keep saying she's from Maryland, and people are like, oh, we saw her. I think they said they saw her at Rabbit's Foot. So I don't know. She used to play around here, I guess.
Right. Yeah, I remember like when Cal Ripken broke the streak, I think she came down and sang the national anthem one day. And that's when I first realized she had some sort of Baltimore connection. But that's been like the 90s. So it's been a while. All right. So then after Joan Jett, what do we have? We have some tractor pulls and demolition derbies, right?
Yeah, we have three nights as part of the Brandenburg and Joseph Delbis construction series. And we have a tractor pull and then demolition derby cars and demolition derby trucks and vans.
Great. And then for next week, next Thursday on September 22nd, something great for all of us that grew up in the 90s.
Yes. So this is Tone Loc Young MC, Rob Bass, Montel Jordan, Vanilla Ice, and Coolio all in one night performing.
I mean, come on. You're going to get Ice Ice Baby. You're going to get, what else are we going to get? Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah. So my favorite is This Is How We Do It. This Is How We Do It.
Sha-la-la-la. That's Montel Jordan. Oh, yeah. I mean, oh yeah. The Tone Loke. There's so many. Let me see. The Wild Thing. I mean, there's going to be so many songs everybody knows.
And that is, we do still have tickets available for every show. That is definitely the best selling show. So there are limited tickets available, but our box office is open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 2. And starting Friday, they're open all day, 9 to 10.
Gotcha. The nostalgia will be flowing that night. All right.
And then on
Friday, September 23rd, who we got?
So we've been trying to introduce the Americana genre. Last year, we had Whiskey Myers. And so this year, we have Brent Cobb, and he's bringing special guest Elizabeth Cook. And she actually has a talk show radio on one of the Sirius channels. But Brent Cobb is very much like Cody Jinks and Tyler Childers. And he just announced this past week that he's about to go on a world tour with Luke Combs next year. So if you don't know him, you should know him. Look him up. He's very good. And you'll wish that you would have seen him here before he really made that next step into his career to go with Luke Combs somewhere.
Yeah, see, well, Luke Combs is the hit maker. So come see Brent Cobb and you can say, oh, I saw him, you know, back when, before he was big.
Yep.
And you'll sound all cool, like you got in on the ground floor. All right.
Yeah.
And then next Saturday, the 24th, one of the funniest comedians probably that I can even think of, the blue collar stuff. Who we got?
Yeah, we got Ron White, Tater Salad, coming to us. So that'll be awesome. Yeah, you might remember him from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour with Larry the Cable Guy and Jeff Foxworthy and
Bill Engvall, right?
Yeah. Bill Engvall, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I read somewhere that this, I don't know if this was, is he doing like a farewell tour, or at least he's calling it that?
He says it's his last tour.
Wow. So
yeah.
Is he going to have his is he allowed to, how does it work? Usually he's got that like signature whiskey glass up there acting half drunk.
So
it's part of his shtick, but I don't think he can do that at the fair, can he?
Well, I just heard that he, for over a year, he's been sober. He actually had a hypnotist help him quit drinking. So I'm sure that he has to have that as a stage prop, and we hope that he does, because I feel like it's fitting, but I'm not sure that there's going to be real whiskey in it this time.
Maybe some apple juice or something in there, maybe.
Some sweet tea from...
Sweet tea, there you go. And mixed with some tater salad. All right, great. Well, I think that's the whole lineup in terms of like the events at the Grandstand, right?
Yep.
So let's move back out. Before we run, move us back outside and remind us all the other stuff, like over with the rides and the games, like tout that part of it.
Yeah, real quick, if people do purchase their tickets in advance online... it includes their admission into the fair. Parking is not included, but it saves them $10 on gate admission when they get here. So,
oh, great. Good to know. Thanks for that tidbit. All right. Yeah. Well, tell us about some of the other really fun stuff that they can do. Like when they first enter the gates and you see all those rides and games and all that stuff, like tout that part a little bit.
Yeah. So we have a lot going on the grounds, some stuff free with the admission cost of when you get in, and other things are extra. The carnival and games obviously are an extra fee. You can purchase an advance ticket on our website. It's called the Jack Pass. It includes unlimited rides on any one day, and it includes your admission. It's $30 if you use the code WFRE. You can get $5 off. And that is for all the carnival rides and the games. We have nearly 30 rides here. The Ferris wheel is actually up and ready for everyone, and roller coasters and kid rides. And then just a variety of games from the, you know, balloon popping to the catching the ducks or fishing for whatever, throwing the balls in the jars, all those fun carnival games. Another thing we started last year for the first time, we have a lot of free entertainment and strolling entertainment. This year we have a jam-packed schedule, almost starting at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock every day and every half hour. We have pig racing. We have a couple from Canada that does a lot of interactive and fun dancing with kids. We have the last three nights, we have an illusion and escape artist coming. Okay. We have every day we have a comedy hypnosis show. We also have an agricultural magic show. And then we have live remote car racing. And we have a one-man band that'll be parading through the streets, as well as a stilt walker and a living statue. And then the list keeps going. We have a Bot the Robot, which is a ginormous robot that will walk around and interact with everyone. And starting on Monday through the end of the week, we also have a Danny Grant, the Cowboy Circus, will be here as well. So he'll do roping and lasso demonstrations and just a really good entertainer. So yeah, there's something for everybody. We have a very big variety. And then two times a day, we have a guy and his band, the Dennis Lee Show, will be performing for free two times a day, every day. And he'll perform hits from Elvis Presley to some of the oldies but goodies and interactive with the crowd. So we're very excited for all of those free things brought to you. And that's all included in the price of your gate admission.
That's awesome. And I guess before we run, let's just go bring it full circle to what you sort of mentioned it at the top, but just go into it a little more, how in addition to all the music and the games and the rides and the food and all that, that, I mean, it is a fair. And talk about some of the really cool, you know, local, you know, I don't know, for the 4-H folks out there, what all's in the pavilions and all the stables in the back.
Yeah. So we have over 400 youth exhibitors, and then we have a lot of open class exhibitors as well. We have nearly 16,000 competitive exhibits. That includes almost 4,000 animals on site throughout the week. And then in addition to all the buildings and the farm and garden and the household building for those displays, the youth of Frederick County are truly very impressive young adults. We have added a Great Frederick Fair youth program that includes the 4-H and the FFA in Frederick County and our separate program to combine to make our youth, the youth here at the fair. And there are a lot of ways to support those programs. They're here showing their animals that they work so hard all year round. And they will sell those animals, the market ones, beef, sheep, swine, goats, turkeys, and rabbits on the last Saturday of the fair at the Southside Tire and Auto Show Ring. And we also have a cake sale on the Sunday of the fair. So their baked good items will be sold, and that money goes back into the youth programs here. And we offer nearly $20,000 of scholarships to our youth programs.
Awesome.
This year. And we also have a vintage art contest, which we auction off these. This year, the item was a bushel basket, and you can purchase those, and those proceeds go back to ag education. In addition to the exhibitors that are here showing their animals and part of the 4-H FFA and Great Frederick Fair Youth Programs, we also welcome over 5,000 elementary school kids here from Frederick County Public Schools on field trips, which we are the largest agricultural classroom in Frederick County. So they get to come here and interact directly with all the animals in the exhibits and learn about where their food comes from and just the agriculture industry in general.
Awesome. Yeah, there's no better spot to learn about it than at the Frederick Fair. Great. Well, I have plenty to work with. I guess I end with, you know, where can they get, how much are tickets and where do they go to get them?
Sure. So we have advanced gate admission tickets online. They're $8. It's a $2 savings. Kids 10 and under are admitted free every day. And 11 and older are $10 at the gate. So it does save you to purchase in advance. If you have your ticket in advance for a concert or for your gate admission, you don't have to wait in a line. You can go straight to the scanner. So don't wait behind people that are waiting at the ticket booth to purchase.
Like a fast pass.
Yeah, it's a fast pass. So those are the advanced gate. The advanced carnival sale, which includes an admission and an unlimited ride, that's the Jack Pass. That stops sales at 5 p.m. on our first Friday. So you have to purchase that one in advance. The other gate admissions you can purchase throughout the fair. You can be in line waiting and decide you don't want to wait anymore and buy it on your phone and show them your code. So all of that information is on thegreatfrederickfair.com/tickets. And yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. It's going to be a really fun time. As always, it's a true, I mean, having grown up around here, I mean, I'm sure you agree. It is something everyone up here looks forward to a lot. And do you find that it's obviously it's a lot of local people. But do you find that people travel from all over the region and come, you know, descend upon Frederick for this?
We do have people that come. We can tell some of that by our zip codes of ticket sales. But over 70% are Frederick County people based on our zip codes that we track. So yeah. But we do, I think as we diversify the lineup and offer more and bring more in, we definitely are trying to draw other people in to show how great our fair is in Frederick County.
Exactly. But 70% Frederick, that's why it's a community growing together for Harvest Memories this year.
Exactly. Yes, perfect. Exactly.
All right, cool. Well, we appreciate you joining us again. It's the Great Frederick Fair in Frederick, Maryland. It runs September 16th through the 24th. So head over to thegreatfrederickfair.com and get your tickets. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you.